Issachar stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We start off with a special message from Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell. Columbia County is seeing a spike in the number of close contacts for those who have recently tested positive for COVID-19. The wider the spread, the greater the risk of seeing even more positive cases and hospitalizations. This will have a negative impact on the region's reopening and economy and the activities that are allowed. Why do the contacts matter? Well, contacts have the potential of becoming sick with COVID-19 and furthering the spread. How can you reduce the high numbers? Everybody has to do their part, according to the supervisor. Act like you may be infected. Do not want to spread it around. Always wear a mask or cloth face covering when in public. Continue to social distance and faithfully wash your hands and or use hand sanitizer. He went on to say they still have a long way to go. Please make these steps a habit. Well, coming up today, the Tri-State Strong Food Drive will be held. Help support your neighbors in need. You can donate non-perishable foods and household supplies to support the increased demand on the Corner Food Pantry, which serves the entire Tri-State region. By the way, pet supplies will also be donated to the Little Guild Animal Shelter if you drop those off. It's happening today from 9 until 5 at Salisbury Bank, 5 Bissell Street in Lakeville in the parking lot. In order to follow CDC guidelines, please place your donations in your trunk. Pull up to the drop-off site in the bank's parking lot. Volunteers wearing masks and gloves will remove your donations from your trunk while you remain in your car. Please place financial donations in an envelope, make checks out to the charity, which is the Corner Food Pantry, and place your contribution in the marked box at the drop-off site. The Tri-State Strong Food Drive is a collaborative effort between Lime Rock Park Catering, Salisbury Bank, and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce. There's an online Firefly program taking place today. Discover the amazing world of fireflies. Join Audubon's Fantastic Fireflies, a special online program presented by the Greenwich Audubon Center, today from 8 till 9 p.m. The Audubon Centers in Greenwich, Sharon, and Southbury may be closed for on-site in-person events, but they bring online versions of popular events. There is a program free with several different levels available. Pre-registration is required at greenwich.audubon.org/events/fantastic-fireflies. Upon registering, participants will receive a link and password access to this event on Zoom. Well, coming up on Saturday, you can see Roger and Lenny perform live at the Northeast Middleton Library at 2 p.m. Bring a chair or a blanket and socially distance. Space is limited. For more information, or to RSVP 518-789-3340. Masks are required. Now, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the Cornwall Association has their monthly meeting at the Union. On Sunday, it's the Sharon Ambulance doing a drive-up style pancake breakfast again at the Sharon Firehouse. Remember, this is their main fundraiser to raise money for supplies and ultimately a new ambulance. They are completely a volunteer service. For $7, you'll receive a to-go breakfast of pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, bacon, and sausage. Unfortunately, they can't do special orders. If possible, pre-order by calling Betsy at 860-364-0663. A few things to note. Please wear a mask to pick up the food and socially distance while waiting. They will take cash or credit cards. They have Square, and no one is allowed inside the firehouse. They'll be running up and down the stairs for you, so please be patient with people that are doing the delivery. Above all else, just know that they're grateful for everybody's support, and it means so much to get the support in the community. Women's Support Services will be holding a volunteer certification training program in July and August. As a reminder, to be a program volunteer with Women's Support Services, you are required to complete 20 hours of training in order to become a certified domestic violence counselor. This certification protects both you and clients under their confidentiality policy. The training consists of 8 total sessions, which will be a combination of 2 socially distant outside meetings with the option to participate from home via video chat, 6 Zoom lectures, and homework consisting of readings and videos. Trainings will take place on Mondays and Thursdays, with one Wednesday running from July 13th through August 13th. For more information or to sign up, contact Women's Support Services Volunteer Coordinator Deanna Berry at dberry@wssdv.org. The Summer Theater Camp for the Grumbling Griffins Week 1 is coming up. The theater camp runs July 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th, 9:30 to 12:30 in West Cornwall. Limited to 10 children ages 6 and up, COVID-19 protocol will be observed. There are some spaces still open. More information is available at grumblinggriffins.org or 860-672-0286. Berkshire Botanical Garden announces Musical Mondays in Lucy's Garden, a free weekly outdoor summer concert series beginning July 13th. Concerts will be held Monday evenings from 5:30 till 7:30 in Lucy's Garden, considered one of the finest collections of topiaries in North America and donated to the garden in 2018 by Lucy and Nat Day of Greenwich, Connecticut. Visitors are invited to bring a picnic, a blanket, and enjoy great live music presented by local favorites as well as exciting new acts from outside the area. Beer from Sheffield's Big Elm Brewery will be available for purchase in accordance with state regulations. Masks and online admission ticketing are required. To register, berkshirebotanical.org or call 413-320-4794. Out of Amini, New York, Altice USA franchise agreement. Residents are citing a lack of broadband as Amini considers a renewal. The town board held its required public hearing on the town's franchise renewal agreement with Altice on Thursday, July 2nd, with several residents tuning in to discuss their concerns and complaints about Altice's services and the difficulties they've had accessing what they consider an essential utility. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado has toured dairy farms as farmers seek additional COVID-19 support. Though already well aware of the challenges local farmers have endured, U.S. Representative Delgado toured Ronnybrook Farms recently to gain greater understanding of the support farmers across New York need to remain in business. Aligning with June's celebration of National Dairy Month, Delgado visited Ronnybrook's dairy processing facility located on Prospect Hill Road in Ankrumdale on Monday the 22nd. Following his arrival, the congressman struck up conversations with farm founder Rich Osofsky, his nephew Daniel and son Peter, and daughter Kate, to give the congressman an idea on how Ronnybrook has been working to stay in business during uncertain times. A full story on that is available in this week's Millerton News. In a story in the Berkshire Eagle, the title of a 135-page document released by the Environmental Protection Agency captures its twisting path. Quote, draft 2020 modification of the 2016 reissued RCRA permit. That's only the first half of the title, but the document could be EPA's last word on a long-awaited effort to compel General Electric to remove toxic sediments it spewed for decades into the Housatonic River. As the title says, the document weeks at nearly four-year-old cleanup plan that had itself been changed two decades after a landmark court decision set the stage for a massive environmental fix. The EPA official spent the last 5 months revising the agency's cleanup order to encompass terms of a February agreement reached through mediation that reframed the expectations for GE. That pact ended the company's opposition to key features of earlier cleanup plans, a requirement that all contaminated soils and sediments be dredged from the river and its floodplain and be sent to a licensed disposal facility outside of Massachusetts. That would have been roughly a million cubic yards, equal to more than 71,000 full-size dump truck loads. While the new permit calls for out-of-state disposal of materials with the heaviest concentrations of PCBs, it allows 9/10 of the dredged material, about a million cubic yards, to be packed into a new landfill in Lee. Stockbridge will share an $850,000 as settlement of a telemarketing scheme. Two New York vendors have agreed to pay that to settle claims that their high-pressure, misleading telemarketing operations victimizes communities, including Stockbridge and 42 others. An investigation by the offices of the Massachusetts Attorney General and the State Inspector General concluded that the leaders of Pioneer Products and Noble Industrial Supply Corp. overcharged the town's fire department and provided excessive supplies of foam and other supplies through an intimidating telemarketing operation. According to a joint announcement from the offices of late Wednesday, the Long Island, New York-based company supplied fire, police, and public works departments, school districts, and libraries in 43 towns and cities across Massachusetts. Our stock market report is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Remember, there's a food drive going on at the Bissell Street location today all day long. also underwritten by the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. We're coming up on Saturday. It's barbecue rib night. And on Sunday, for their Sunday brunch, fried chicken and waffles, interlakenin.com. You'll also find Morgan's at the Interlaken on Facebook. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 361.19 today to 25,706.69. The NASDAQ was just about steady, 10,547.75, and the S&P 500 fell 17.89 to 3,152.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.